Indigenous women dancing alone in the capital, Brasilia, to defend their lands, but also standing up for their rights in tribal societies dominated by men. Like Vari Mema, she left her Marubu village in the Javari Valley to study anthropology. Now she's struggling to find the balance between fighting for women's freedom and keeping ancestral traditions alive.
Our elders believe that if women leave the village, they'll marry a foreigner and never return. But I see it differently. I think knowledge and understanding the outside world will help us explain the importance of preserving our culture and our forest.
Anthropologist Delvair Montagnier, who has been studying the Marubu people of the Javari Valley since the 70s, says feminism among the indigenous has come to stay.
Social media and cell phones have closed the distances between men and women from the most remote indigenous territories and the rest of Brazil. Women have found they have similar causes, fighting for equality and the same opportunities as men. The change is inevitable. It will take time because not all men accept sharing power with women, but it's happening.
Brazil's first indigenous affairs ministry is led by an indigenous woman, as is the government agency FUNAI, responsible for protecting the Brazilian indigenous population.
When indigenous leaders started joining forces to defend our lands, women joined the fight and started organizing themselves as well. I was the first indigenous woman lawyer in Brazil and the first congresswoman. This helped set an example for new generations that we can occupy spaces in the political scene.
But back in the Marubu villages, marriages are still arranged, and women are raised to cook and take care of the children, while men lead the community.
This is the main entrance of the longhouse known as the maloca. Only men can use it. Women have to go all around the hut to the back door where the kitchen is. Now, this is one of the many traditions that the Marubu indigenous people have still kept.
However, even in such a remote area, customs are changing. Silvana Marubu was saved years ago from being married off as a teenager when her mother sneaked her out of the village and took her to the city where she grew up. Silvana has since returned with a mission to empower other women by helping them sell their crafts and arts.
These traditional necklaces used to be made out of shells. Now women are making the same necklaces by recycling plastic bottles and tubes brought to the village. We're keeping our culture while adapting to modern times.
Silvana belongs to a Javari Valley women's organization that helps women take their handmade products to art fairs where they make their own money. Silvana says it's a step towards their independence without changing too much their way of life. Monica Yanaki of Al Jazeera, Vale do Javari.